somebody's got to stand up for what's right. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Okay, how bad is this news this morning for Democrats? This is a headline and the first four paragraphs from the Washington Post's uber liberal, Dana Milbank. Obama's scorekeepers deliver a game changer. For years, the White House has trotted out the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office to show that Obamacare would cut health care costs and reduce deficits. Live by the sword, die by the sword, the Bible tells us. In Washington, D.C., it's slightly different. Live by the CBO, die by the CBO. The Congressional Number Crunchers, perhaps the Capitol's closest thing to a neutral referee, came out with a new report Tuesday, and it wasn't pretty for Obamacare. The CBO predicted the law would have a, quote, substantially larger, close quote, impact on the labor market than it had previously expected. The law would reduce the workforce in 2021 by the equivalent of 2.3 million full-time workers, well more than the 800,000 originally anticipated. This will inevitably be a drag on economic growth as more people decide government handouts are more attractive than working more and paying higher taxes. This is grim news for the White House and for Democrats on the ballot in November. This independent arbiter, that would be the CBO he's referring to, long embraced by the White House, has validated a core complaint of the Affordable Care Act's critics, that it will discourage work and become an ungainly entitlement. Close quote. That's from a friend of the Obama administration. That's from Dana Milbank, a cheerleader for these guys most of the time. Huge rebuff. And if you really want to know how bad it was, listen to how it sounds. This is White House economist Jason Furman trying to explain this report on job losses and the economics of so many older people signing up for Obamacare and Medicare. Listen to this guy.
First of all, this number itself is a small percentage of the overall economy.
He's referring to the 2.3 million fewer people working.
Second of all, this number itself is about effectively choices of people. And third, it doesn't reflect the full set of factors that go into it.
Let me think now. What was, at the time that Obamacare was passed, what was the line the Democrats were giving the country at that time? Well, here's what Nancy Pelosi said. Now, how many jobs did she say would go missing? How many fewer jobs did she say would result from the Affordable Care Act? Let's go back to February 25th, 2010, about 4 years ago.
So this bill is not only about the health security of America, it's about jobs. In its life, it will create 4 million jobs, 400,000 jobs almost immediately.
Oh! Gee, where are those 400,000 new jobs? I mean, I know they had to hire some people to fix the website, but I don't think that's what she was referring to. Again, this was Nancy Pelosi sitting with Harry Reid on one side and Barack Obama and smiling Joe Biden next to him, saying that the Affordable Care Act would create 4 million jobs, 400,000 almost immediately. These people had no idea what they were talking about, or they knew what they were saying was pure hokum, pure BS. Here is Fox News commentator Britt Hume on that CBO report and that White House economist Jason Furman you just heard.
And this report plainly asserts that in a much larger way than the CBO had originally thought, Obamacare is going to discourage work. Now, here we have an economy struggling to really find its footing and get going on the kind of robust recovery we've all long been hoping for. And here comes a program espoused by the president that, at least at the lower income levels, it says will discourage work. That is not good news for the economy, and I don't think it will be seen as good news by anybody.
Well, I don't know if you're right about that. The White House came out today and tried to tout it as such. Britt, it's great to see you as always.
Oh, that was a sad briefing, Megan. That really was. That performance by the Jason Furman was one of the most unconvincing performances I've seen. His answers to the questions were just, they were pathetic.
Pathetic. Britt Hume's been in Washington, D.C. for 40 years. And that's what he said, about as bad as it gets.